The qualities I want in a husband and in a company to work for are basically the same: equality, advancement, and security. First, in a husband, I want an equal partner, and at the company, I want equal opportunity. Second, I want my husband to be ambitious and successful, and I want to work for a company that offers advanced training and room for advancement. Finally, I want my husband to be financially secure and my job to offer good pay and benefits. My husband and the company I work for represent a major investment of time and effort on my part, and I want a good return on my investment. In short, it's all about me. First, I want to be treated as an equal, not a second-hand citizen. After I get married, I might even keep my own last name. I haven't decided. It's possible that I might make more money than my husband. And who knows, he might even turn into a house husband. So he has to be able to handle that. The company I work for must treat women equally and pay them equally. That is non-negotiable. In 2017, Carrie Grace, the female station chief for the BBC in China, found out that she was paid half what her male predecessor was paid, and she quit on the spot. She's a great role model. Second, with my husband and company, I want to move up in the world. Many elite Korean companies, such as Samsung, LG, Korean Air, and even the Army, have a policy of sending promising executives to get their MBA, sometimes in Korea and sometimes in the USA. That appeals to me. With advanced training and opportunities comes advanced responsibility, and I welcome that. I want to develop management and leadership skills so that I can compete for top management positions. Third, while I welcome hard work and responsibility, I want to be well paid for it. Top talent should get top dollar. Financial security is important to my self-esteem and sense of well-being. I grew up in a nice house with nice clothes, nice cars, and we took nice vacations. I want to continue that lifestyle, and I will study and work hard to maintain that. On one hand, I want one husband. However, I am willing to change jobs. Sometimes, if a company does not promote you, you can take the skills you acquired and move to another company that does see your value and wants the skills you learned. In sum, a marriage and job both are major commitments. The husband forever, the job maybe not. However, to acquire me, both must provide me with equality, advancement, and financial security. In my life experience, I have always been equally smart and hardworking, and I fully demand equal treatment. I may not be low maintenance, but as the saying goes, the more beautiful the rose, the sharper the thorn.